You are great. You do miracles so great. Great. You do miracles. Amen. Amen. I believe. There is no one else like you. Before you
and
give you honor, give you praise. We'd love to exalt the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you're exalted in every heart as we sing these wonderful words, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There's just no one like you. So it's so easy to fall in love with you because of all that you are, even beside what you do. What you are captures our hearts, brings us on our knees before you, Father. Say, you are our God, our Father, our Lord, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Healer, our Protector, our Provider, oh, so much more. Father, we just pray this morning, take your place here in my heart, in our hearts. Please rule as King over each one of us. Take your place, your preeminent place. And we just come to meet with you too, because we each need to hear from you. Need to hear your voice to us. We need to hear a reassurance of your love to us, your presence with us, your help for us, each one. So, Father, we come in the precious name of the Lord Jesus to meet with you under his blood. We have this confidence. You're here. You're with us. Be glorified now. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. God bless you all. Are you going to introduce her? One of many. Laura has friends all over the world, you know that?
Yeah.
You go to South America, oh, we're Laura's friend. You go to Europe, oh, we're Laura's friend. Go to Canada, oh, we know Laura. Nice to see everybody. Yeah, Daniel in Virginia, nice to have you. She has a hard time getting here with work. Nehemiah, is that your mom? Would you introduce her to us? Would you introduce? Oh, that was easy. Hi, this is hi, Mom. God bless you. And you are. Are you clever? It's been a long time. Are you still up north? Oh, okay. Well, what a blessing to see you again. It's been many years. Yeah. God bless you all. Oh, isn't the Lord wonderful?
¿No es el Señor maravilloso?
So,
entonces,
we're going to be talking this morning the personal revelation of love.
Una revelación personal de amor.
And how thankful we are that he's here to do that.
Tan agradecidos estamos de que él esté aquí para hacer eso.
So,
entonces,
in studying,
estudiando,
I have a lot from, well, not today, but always. What's one of the main messages in the whole message? What's one of the main sermons? What is quoted more often than any other sermon in the message? Christ, the mystery of God revealed, right? Okay, so at the end of that message, he says, we have the answer to the devil's question.
Somos la respuesta a la pregunta del diablo.
So,
entonces,
do you know what that is?
¿Sabe usted lo que eso es?
Okay, but I got to ask you this first before you can answer that. And I would like to ask it, but I'll say this is rhetorical. What's the devil's question?
¿Cuál es la pregunta del diablo? ¿Quién tú piensas que tú eres?
Do you want to come up and preach for me? That was good. Yeah, just who do you think you are? So that's my sermon, right there. Okay, so the thing that is on my heart that is a reality for all of us, nobody can tell you. A pastor cannot tell you. A husband cannot tell you. To a wife can't tell your husband. You can't tell it to your kids. It has to come directly from God. But, you know, I was just texting with Brother Russ this morning before church, and he came this, so I just thought, oh, this ties in so perfectly. Because when you hear from him, if Ron hears from Pam or Pam hears from Ron, then the devil can just attack you. And, oh, Ron, my husband said, my wife said, oh, I agree. Oh, that's nice. But we need to hear from him. So I got three scriptures. So I'm going to use these for a text. Surprise, surprise, Philip. Let's go to Hebrews 4. And then would you stand with me? Because and finally everything I'm talking about here is here. Is here. This is it. We need to come to this place. Okay. We'll start Hebrews chapter 4. Let's read the first three verses.
Okay.
Let us therefore fear.
Temamos, pues.
Okay, lest a promise being left us. Now, isn't that how many promises are left us for this day?
¿Cuántas promesas?
Of entering into his rest. Okay. Did Paul know that there would be the greatest battle ever fought in this day? He didn't. But he had plenty of his own. Read 2 Corinthians 4, 2 Corinthians 11. Okay. So he knew. He was very familiar with battle, and yet he could still speak this. There's a promise, and we have to enter into this rest. And if any of you should come short of it, for unto us was the good news preached.
Pero a nosotros son las buenas nuevas predicadas.
As well as unto them, but the word priest didn't profit them because it just wasn't mixed with revelation. We need that revelation.
Necesitamos esa revelación. So no le sirvió de nada.
So next scripture,
la siguiente escritura,
Philip, Psalm 132.
Salmo 132.
Verse 13. Okay. And 14, of course. Okay, for the Lord hath chosen the Zion, you. So take it personally. And Janelle's writing a song on this, I can tell. Sometimes I put a bug in her heart. She just, I know, you got to hear from the Lord. I love that. For the Lord hath chosen us. The Lord hath chosen me. Right? He hath desired it for his habitation. He desired me for his habitation. And he says to me and you, Karen, you're my place of rest. This is my rest. I'm going to dwell right here. For I've desired it. One more scripture. One of my favorites. Isaiah chapter 58. Verse 13 and 14. Here we are. Here's the place of rest. Sabbath in the Lord. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your own desires, what you want to do on my holy day, which is this day, right? And I call the Lord's day, this day, a delight. It is. The holy of the Lord, it is. Honorable, it is. And we each shall honor him. How do we honor him? By not doing my own ways. Nor finding my own pleasure. Nor speaking my own words. Oh, here we go. There's a bride that is in love with her bridegroom. And we say to him, I delight myself in you, Lord. And he says to us, I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Isn't that beautiful? Do you love him? Do you know how much he loves you? Thanks, you may be seated. Okay. All right. So, I want to continue from last week where we were talking about the personal gift of his glory. Hi, Afshin. God bless you. Okay, the personal gift, personal, personal. Did you hear that word, personal? Personal what? Gift. Because in John 17, he says, I'm going to give you my glory, and that which I give you is going to make us one. So as we've said, Janelle, take it personal. I can hear it brewing. She's going to have a nice song for us. There,
right?
Okay, take this as God directly speaking to you. If I don't turn you red, I'm not doing my job, honey. All right. Notes. John. Oh, yes, I got to get my clicker out. Okay. Here's where we were last week, and we're going to review. Now, here's a man by the name of John, and he's looking at the Lord Jesus. And now he's reflecting back on what he saw. And he was saying, you know, I saw eternity. Yeah. Right there.
Ahí.
Yeah. In skin.
En piel.
Okay. Está in ahí. Flesh.
En carne.
And he says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. We knew what was there. We saw what was there. Okay. Okay. What's God giving us to make us one? My glory I give to you, that we might be one. And you saw that. And it wasn't like a pretty sunset. That's not it.
Y no era como un atardecer, no.
He saw the true essence of what was there.
Miramos la verdadera esencia de lo que estaba ahí.
And we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father. Ah.
Como el unigénito del Padre.
Now,
ahora,
I'm going to use, I love Wiest.
Yo amo el Wiest.
Because the book of James tells you and me that we are begotten of God through his word, right? So, do you see that word only? I love how we translate that. The uniquely begotten one of a kind son. Isn't that beautiful, Stephen? Isn't that perfect? Because he is. And that describes him. When we saw, and I looked at this man, and I said, no, this just isn't a man. This is God in a man. This is God with skin on it. And we saw this, and we looked at it, and we perceived what was there, and say, hey, this is the uniquely begotten of God. And not only did we see that he was God in flesh, he was full of something. Okay? And I love this. Full of what? Not full of the law, but he was a fulfillment, but he was full of something to give out. Okay? So each of us say, have I looked? Have I seen, and have I received? Three things, okay? Have I looked, have I perceived, and have I received? Grace and truth. Well, John bear witness of him and Christ saying, this is he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me. Because he was before me. Oh, look at this. When you see eternity in a non-eternal vessel, what happens? Then you receive what you see. And this is John's testimony. Are you okay? Oh, okay. Are you upset with me? Okay. And of his fullness have we all received. We did. Grace upon grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he declared him to us. He represented him, told him, exampled, words in flesh and actions. 5 points. Number one, the Word was made flesh. Number two, we saw what was there. We understood by revelation. God quickened it to us. Okay, I heard from God saying, this is me in another form. And when I saw that, I saw what he had. So whenever you see eternity in a non-eternal vessel, you know that there is something there for you. Okay? Something there was to be given. Number four, and of his fullness we did. We received. We received. We received. Have you received? Did you? Have we received grace and upon grace? Number five, the uniquely begotten. Son truly declared the Father to us, that we should know him in truth. And if I know him, I'll receive from him, right? Then we went to Isaiah chapter 60, Brother Branham's text for Shalom. Okay, and it's personal. So God is speaking, and he's writing a letter to Marianne, and he says, Sister Marianne, your light came. Your light came. Your light came. Thy light is come. Okay? And the glory of the Lord, Lenore, rose on you. Okay? But look at all around.
Mira todo alrededor.
Look at.
Mira.
It's not that way with everybody.
No es de esa manera con todos.
Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people.
Porque aquí que tinieblas cubrieron la tierra y oscuridad
las naciones. Okay, but care and the Lord will rise upon you.
Mas sobre ti amanecerá Jehová.
Oh, look at this, Anna.
Oh, mira esto, Anna.
And his glory will going to be seen on
y sobre
you.
Ti será vista su gloria.
Yeah, look at this. Thy, thee. Okay, thy light risen upon thee, the Lord shall arise upon thee, his glory shall be seen. That's prophecy of John 17:22, isn't it? Let it be as the Lord speaking to you. I am sending my light to you. I will arise upon you. My glory shall be seen upon you. Okay. Should we go on? Okay. Unveiling of God. I really like this quote. This is brings, okay. Brother Brendan, if you look up the word of promise, those words, the word of promise is a hymn. Okay. The word of promise is a hymn. The word of promise came to Abraham. The word of promise came to Sarah. He is the word of promise. It's not a it, it's a him. Okay? So him coming to you says, I'm coming to you because I love you. I'm coming to you because I have chosen you to speak to you. Right? Okay, the Shekinah glory manifests him. That's what we've been talking about. John 17. It brings the word of promise. Oh, isn't that neat? Yeah. Bethany, it brings it right to you. Right to Bethany. He knows where you're at. He knows where to find you. He knows what you're doing. First pull. Don't you love it? You were sitting on the side of the bed. Yeah. You had a pain here. You called the doctor. You went there. This is what it looked like. Your address is such. Huh? He knows me. Nothing is more precious for us right now. In this day, the greatest battle. Same now. The glory, the power of the Holy Spirit. The Shekinah glory that comes upon each individual believer. Now I mean the real believer that causes the works of God and the faith to come into him to believe. Isn't that beautiful? He came to you to believe. Don't you love him? God loves you. Okay, you got to go from church to you. From groups. Okay. The word of promise brought out to us is a hymn. Okay. Here it is. Paragraph 249. We're inside of Christ. Now as then. Today as in then, Janelle. Today, right now. All true believers, we see him. What do we see? We see eternity in a non-eternal vessel. That's what true believers see. And when you see that, you know you're a true believer. Okay, the word of promise of this day. We see him, the word of promise of this day. The word of promise is a him, not a it. It's not a, okay? We see him openly manifested. That's a big word if you can get it. See all true believers, that's in the word, see God openly. The veil is rent and God stands open before you, manifested. There you go. Don't you love him?
Huh?
Janelle's going to write a song for us. I'm taking it personally, Lord.
Yeah.
I can feel it coming. Let me bug her some more. Okay, here. Look at the date on this. 1955. Clear back then, he's trying to tell the people something. We get so soured down on soured. Not a good word? On churchianity, okay? I just go to church. Oh, I belong to this church. Oh, I'm safe because I go here. I am safe because I'm under this ministry. Okay? Till we don't know nothing about the Spirit. Ooh. That's good. I hope you love me after this, he's saying. But that's what it is. I mean, Pentecost too, that's right. Shouting, dancing doesn't mean you know anything about the Spirit. There you go. Doesn't mean you know anything. Read it out loud with me. Paragraph 194, it says it's personal contact. What's face to face? That's what you need. That's the kind of church God's fixing to raise up. Hallelujah! Right? Do you remember at Paradox, he said the church world has, you know, how we've been to so... Oh, what does he mean by that? He says the church world has had its place. And so he says there has to be an Ephesus. There has to be an entering in. There has to be something between me and him, regardless of anybody else, that he has called me. I have heard his voice, and he wants me because he wants to talk to me. Okay. Yeah. So what else? Goes right along with this. Okay. Just the last line because I got a lot to go. Jesus making love to his church, right? We know this. You know what? We know too much. We've known for so... How many quotes have we over the years heard from Christ, the mystery of God revealed? Okay, here's my next question. How many quotes have changed you? What have they done in you? Then we really haven't heard him yet. We've heard him there, but we have not heard him in here and here. We have yet to have the blood covenant where he says, I'm writing my word in your mind and in your heart. Okay? That's where it has to happen. Okay, that's where this. So, and we know about this. It's the difference we always talk about. There's the difference between knowing about him and knowing him. Right? John, that's the difference between life and death. I know about him or I know him. There's a difference. Jesus making whispering secrets. All right. Now, nobody has to answer me because that would be mean. Ron, what secrets have you heard him whisper to you? Don't answer. Marianne! Because she was just smiling. Okay. I know, Derek. So nice to have you back. Yeah. Okay. What secrets have you heard him whisper to you? Have you heard any? Truly from him to your heart? A secret? Would you like to? Well, is it a word that's going to be effective to us and in us? Lord, please. Your word says it. I want it. There you go. You with me? Okay. You know how you tell your wife, now this is personal. That's what it's not the church. You know, it's bride and bridegroom. You love her so much, you just tell her secrets and get her right up next to you. Again, what secrets has he told you? We have the answer to the devil's question. Do we even know what the devil's question is? How do I know what the answer is if I don't even know what the question is, right? Okay. Okay, so then we go to here, 2 Peter. Okay. A servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to whom I put in "weast" in the brackets there, to them who have obtained by allotment, that's grace. You've obtained a like precious faith through the righteousness of God. So 2 Peter 1:1 is the same as Romans 4:16, which we go back to all the time. What does Romans 4? These are saying the exact same things. One way he's putting it to Peter, and then Peter's saying it, another one Paul is saying it to the Romans. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be by grace. Okay, he's going to get it to me because I'm his kid. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Okay. Okay, grace be multiplied through the experiential knowledge. That's epigenosko. According as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the experiential knowledge, that we might be partakers of the divine nature. Okay, we know that. So here's my point. Why did I bring this up? Experiential knowledge can only be personal knowledge. Okay? Now, look at, I go to the musicians because that's, we have them right here in church. Okay? And Nate's playing the guitar, Noah's playing the guitar, Pete's playing the guitar, and Pete's playing the the sax, yeah. And we got Lilia with the cello, and we got Natalie with the violin, and Isabel, where is she? With the violin. Okay. I can sit next to Nate and watch him play the guitar. And I can say, oh, I've been watching him so long, I'm a guitar player now. Right? So come on, you guys, when he's telling us these things, I can't go on anybody else's experience. Okay, you can watch the Winter Olympics and somebody down the ski, what is that, jump? Ski jump? Okay, Laura, have you ever seen that? Ski jump? When's the last time you did it? Right, David? Because I watched it, because I can't know, I can't, I have to get those ski boots on and the clothes and get me on top of a mountain and I'll faint. Yeah. Looking down this chute that I'm going to go flying through the area, you've got to be kidding me. Not me, right? So here's Lilia playing the cello. We love it. And Natalie and Isabel playing the violin and Pete playing the saxophone. I love your sax. I'm not a sax player, no matter how much I watch him. Tell me, have you taken that personally? Have you been changed? Has grace been added to you because you have experienced him? Have you experienced his revelation? That's what I'm trying to get to. Take this personally. I'm taking it personally. It's the same as being partakers of the divine nature. Lenore, tell me, can a group be partakers of the divine nature? Has it ever happened to a group? Never has, never will. It can't. He comes to each individual. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Leave churchianity behind. Go to the Lord or else you're dead. Okay. Now, here. I have this.
tengo yo esto.
Why am I bringing this up so many times? Because I have it. Okay. I can turn that off for a minute because I'm just going to talk to you. Okay. Why am I doing this? All right. Because the greatest battle ever fought. It's up here. We know that. Now, that we know all about. That's experiential knowledge. Right? Okay. And the reason the battle rages so hard against you is that Satan's going to try every single tactic that he has to keep you from seeing and believing your true identity. Is that true, Bethany? Huh? Okay, how many times have we said in church, we have to believe what he says about us, not what we see in the mirror, not what you believe about yourself. Because I believe with all of my heart, Brother Branham is giving us the seeds of everything we need to have rapture in faith. Right? It's there. It's in the Word. But if I don't have this experiential knowledge of those things, I'm missing it. I'm not saying I'm going to miss a rapture because that's predestinated before the world. I'm saying in Nehemiah, there's a process we all go through. And as we've said so many times, am I in that process? Okay, it's like we've said before, when we did the study, the blood is the word. How can you possibly understand this message without knowing that the blood is the word? And go see it in Hebrews 10. And you can say before God, I know I am under the blood because, okay, Daniel, right? The word is being written in my heart, the blood covenant on my mind. I'm under the blood. Satan, leave me alone. I know I am in the redemption process. Because something in all of my being is telling me he's working me, taking me back to Adam, okay? He doesn't want you to see you who you are. Okay? So, you with me? It's a battle. He bothers you? Yeah, Satan does. He annoys you? Right? Every day? Experiential knowledge. He attacks you. He robs you. Every waking moment of your day to make sure that you see his view of you. Come on, you guys, is that true? What's Satan's view of you? Does he ever? Oh, you know. What a wonderful sister you are.
Oh, qué maravillosa hermana tú eres.
Hey, who do you think you are, Stephen? There we go. Who do you think you are?
¿Quién tú piensas que tú eres?
Look at what you just thought.
Mira lo que tú acabas
de Look at what you just did.
Mira lo que acabas de hacer.
Huh? ¿Eh? Look at how you treated that person.
Mira cómo tú
tratas Look at how impatient you got driving down the highway when somebody came in front of you. Look,
Mira, you know. Cómo tú respondes cuando alguien
okay.
se cruza delante de ti en el
That's río. What he does.
Eso es lo que él hace.
It's just like in the days of Balaam,
Así como los días de Balaam
when he pointed out the backside.
Cuando
okay.
apuntó hacia la parte trasera.
Will Satan always point to your backside, your mistakes?
Todo el tiempo
always.
Satanás hará esto, la
apuntará okay.
hacia eso.
He only shows you your mistakes.
Él le muestra solamente los errores de
usted. He only shows you your shortcomings.
Sus fallas.
Right? He only shows you your failures. Sister Karen, when's the last time the devil came and showed you what was in your soul? When's the last time he ever said, hey, dear sister, you said amen to every word of God? Right, little? Satan never done that? No, and he never will. Okay? Okay. He screams every day. Look what you did.
Mira lo que tú hiciste.
Look at your past.
Mira tu pasado.
Look at your failure.
Mira tu falla.
Look at your flesh.
Mira tu carne.
Look at what's going on in the human spirit in your
mira
brain.
Está pasando en el espíritu humano y en tu mente.
So, back to Balaam.
De regreso a Balaam.
He failed to hear the shout of the king in the camp.
El clamor del rey.
Right?
En el campo.
All right. So, Peter, what's the king shouting?
¿Qué es lo que está el rey está gritando?
Oh, Derek, it's so good to see you, bud. What is the king shouting to us? He failed to hear the shout of the king. Is he shouting?
¿Está él gritando?
How about this? He's shouting, there's no condemnation to you, my kid, who are in Christ
Jesus.
He is shouting to Satan, leave her alone. I am Bethany's judge. And I am their judge, but I'm her attorney. I'm Bethany's kinsman. I died for
her.
He's shouting
está gritando
to the devil,
al diablo,
these are my kids.
Estos son míos.
And you know what? They're not going to believe you.
¿Sabes que ellos
and he can't say, leave him alone,
y no puedes decir,
because that's his job,
usted no puede
and he has to do that, and we all got a punch coming.
Trabajo, eso es lo que tiene que hacer.
But he says, you know what, Satan, I have given Laura my faith. Yeah. And she will not believe you. Because she's only going to believe me. Lenore, my dear daughter, he is shouting to you, I will not impute their sins to him. Yeah. Janelle. You never sinned in the first place, honey. Is that what the king is shouting?
Amen.
I am their attorney.
Yo soy un abogado. Yo soy su abogado.
I'm their redeemer.
Yo soy su redentor.
And since the book of redemption has been opened, God has shouted through his messenger to give us our identification in Christ Jesus. What did he tell us? She's him. That's what he's shouting. And you will each say, I am him. We're flesh and bones of my Lord Jesus.
Somos carne y huesos de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Yeah. Noah, no. I am a spoken word of God.
Yo soy palabra hablada de Dios.
Nate. You and I were the self-same person.
Y yo somos la exacta misma persona.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The difference between us and our Lord Jesus is that we just bypassed our theophany. But we're going to it.
Estamos yendo a ella.
He's already got it for us.
Él ya tiene para nosotros.
Uh-huh.
Sí.
Bam, we're life of his life.
Bam, somos vida de su vida.
Power of his power.
Poder de su poder.
We are in. We're already in eternity with him. That's what he said.
En eternidad con
and
él.
We're realizing it.
Hemos dado cuenta, no lo hemos realizado.
Yeah.
Sí.
David, you were always saved.
Todo el tiempo estuviste salvo, David.
You weren't saved on any day. Yeah.
Sí.
See, we're recognizing these things now in our heads.
Estamos reconociendo estas cosas ahora en nuestras cabezas.
But they got to become that personal where you hear it from him.
Tenemos que llegar a ser esa persona donde usted escucha de él.
The king is shouting in John 14:20. John 14:20 is this day, this time, this is for my people. In that day you will know I'm in Father, you and me, and I'm in you. Yeah, that's what he's shouting. That's the shout of the king in our camp. The king is shouting Romans 28:28. Those divinely summoned ones. Yeah, I'm going to make everything work out for their good. Satan, you intend this for evil, but God's going to turn it around for my good. Right? And for whom he did foreknow, he predestinated to be conformed to me.
Yeah.
And he's shouting, Satan, who are you to lay any charge to my elect? Yeah. We now know the truth of what Jesus told us. We know these things in our head. We know they're true. But each day, listen, brothers and sisters, you face the fifth dimension that's pressed itself into this kingdom.
Yeah.
And it fights against everything God told you. Okay? Does it or does it not? So, you know what? We're no different.
No somos nada diferente.
This is exactly what he's done to every great man of God in the Bible, every great woman of God. Okay,
Abraham,
by God's design,
por diseño de Dios,
on purpose,
en propósito,
made him
lo hizo a él,
face a world that was totally against every the promise of God to him. Yep.
Un lugar donde okay. Todo estaba en contra de él. Vejez.
Everything Abraham saw
todo lo que Abraham miró
was counter to the very word of God,
era
the word of promise.
La mismísima palabra de Dios.
Everything, every morning he woke up,
cada mañana se paraba,
there's another ache and pain, there's another wrinkle.
Más dolor y
yep.
Arrugas.
And Moses, and Noah, and Elijah,
Elias,
and Joshua,
Josué,
and Caleb, and now it's our turn.
Caleb, y ahora es nuestro turno.
Now it's our turn.
Ahora es nuestro turno.
He, on purpose, puts you in this world
a propósito lo puso usted en este mundo,
where Satan is howling at you every day.
Donde Satanás le está gritando a usted cada día.
Do you think the word of God, honestly, Nate? Come on.
Honestamente, piensa.
Look at yourself.
Mírate a ti mismo.
Who do you think you are?
¿Quién tú piensas que tú eres?
Right?
Correcto. Eso es lo que el diablo hace.
Yeah.
Sí.
You.
Tú.
Son of God, daughter of God.
Hijo de
you
Dios.
Gotta be kidding me.
Hija de Dios, me estás vacilando.
Well, I'll just prove it because you know David and Laura, sons and daughters of God, would never have those problems that you have.
Yeah.
Right, Bethany? Right? So, what's the counter to all of this? My God speaks. And here is the point you have to get.
El punto que usted tiene que recibir.
No church is going to do this for you.
No iglesia va a hacer esto por usted.
Churchianity is dead.
Iglesianismo está muerto.
Okay, pastors can tell you about it.
Los pastores le pueden decir acerca de ello.
But you have to hear from your father.
Pero usted tiene que escucharla de parte de su padre.
And once you hear,
y una vez que usted la escuche,
you recognize the battle.
Usted reconoce la batalla.
So,
entonces,
and the battle is yours.
La batalla es suya.
The battle belongs to the Lord.
La batalla le pertenece al Señor.
Now, also, when we've looked at so many men of women of God
las mujeres de
in
Dios,
the scripture,
en la escritura.
Okay. We could go through all of them, but look at our Lord Jesus.
Mire a nuestro Señor Jesús.
Okay, So what form was the Lord Jesus in?
¿En qué forma se encontraba el Señor Jesús?
When he said to his father,
cuando le dijo él a su padre,
a body that you have prepared for me.
Un cuerpo has preparado para mí.
He was in Logos. Okay,
Theophany.
So when he said, I'll take it,
cuando él dijo, yo lo tomo ese cuerpo,
he knew exactly what that body was for.
Él sabía exactamente para qué era ese
he
cuerpo.
Knew everything, right?
Sabía todo, ¿correcto?
So when our Lord Jesus was in this physical realm,
cuando nuestro Señor Jesús estaba en esta dimensión,
how did this physical realm treat him?
¿Cómo esta dimensión
que oh, estaba junto a él? You know, isn't he wonderful? So what if we said
que
this physical realm for every one of us, okay,
este campo físico para todos, cada uno de nosotros,
is for trials,
es para pruebas,
right?
Correcto?
This physical realm is for assaults.
Es para asaltos.
What man of God, what woman of God did he not assault? Right?
¿Qué mujer o hombre de Dios, él no lo asaltó?
Attacks of every sort.
Ataques de todo tipo.
Okay, this realm is for pain.
Esta reino es para dolor.
Agony.
Agonía.
Resentment.
Resentimiento.
And rejection.
Y rechazo.
Come on, what prophet didn't they kill?
¿Qué profeta no mataron?
Right? So what is God's realm?
¿Y cuál es la dimensión de Dios?
When we connect somehow through all of the realms here, it brings a peace that we can't explain. How could you explain? I don't know. I just have it. Why? He gave it to me. Why? It's his. Right? Yeah. Revelation. God's realm is for revelation of God in us. God's realm is gives us your true identity with him. God's realm say, hey, Mark, you're my son. You came out from me. But no, you won't get that anywhere else, any place else. Okay, back in. Philip, would you turn it on again, kiddo? Thank you so much. All right. Where do we get this from?
¿De dónde sacamos nosotros esto?
Okay. Yeah. There we go.
Ahí está.
Revelation is personal. This is from Christ the Mystery. Read it out loud with me, would you? Oh, notice. Come on, everybody. The Holy Ghost is the only divine revelation of Christ. There is no school can do it. No scholar can do it. No man, well educated, how godly, or anything else, no man can do it. There he tells you. Where are you going to get it from? There's only one place. Personal revelation. Okay? There you go, kiddo. Yeah. Read it out loud. He is the only one that can give each of us our true identification. This is what we need for our faith to become mature and take us to rapture. You need to know you are part of me. You need to know, okay, you are in eternity. You bypassed your theophany. You're just like a dewdrop shining in the morning sun because, you know, you're going back to where you came from. Okay? There we go. All right. Now, I was reading this week, and this, I want to spend some time. I'm going to quit.
Voy a parar.
Okay. This fourth seal really got me this week. And it told me, it opened up so many things in a new light. And I, you all know, I tell you, you know, I'm about as thick-headed as it comes. So if he can get through to me, he can get through to any of you. So take
care.
So in the fourth seal, he's talking about God's plan, always been him and his sons. Go read the first part of adoption. God dwelled alone, but now it's God and his family. Okay? So now it's you. And finally realize the judgment that's coming on the great horror. Okay? That sits on many waters in Revelation 17 and
18.
Okay? Everything she is fights against who you are. Okay? So, and I've said it so many times. Stephen, think about this, okay? Should we start with the harlot herself, you know?
Okay?
You want peace with God? Here, pay us. Okay. So what's the first horse rider? Religiosity.
Okay.
What's the second horse rider? Red. I'll kill you if you disagree. If you don't agree with me. Right? Did that happen? Okay. Is it happening? Come on, you guys. It's happening in the message. Now we just murder by talk, by words. You disagree with me, I'll put you down. Right? Religious spirits. Religious spirits. Third one, I'll make money off of you. I'll become rich and you become poor. Right? What's the fourth seal? Okay, death. What kind of death? So here he opens up and he says, here's God's plan, and here are you as his sons. And that spirit that came into Eve wrecked the whole thing and has been dominating the religious scene ever since. So, okay. You know, I know Brother Greg was Catholic. Any other previous Catholics here, you know? Come light a candle. Come say Mass.
Ven a la misa.
But don't forget, you got to come to confession every week. Because we don't ever want you to forget you're just a sinner.
Okay?
Right? And what does that religious spirit do? You, like Brother Branham says in God of this Evil Age, you can talk about Jesus all day long as long, right? Just don't bring anything present tense to Jesus. Okay? So, oh, Lord, we love you. You have forgiven us. Oh, Lord, we love you because you're going to help me in my need here. But where do you ever hear? Where do you ever hear? You know what? I died, Nate, because I'm making you me.
Yeah.
No. You're not doing it. I'm doing it. No, you have nothing to do with this, just like Abraham. Karen, I'm making you me. Well, I'm not worthy. Well, who said anything about being worthy? Nobody's worthy. All right? It's my work. All right? Oh, well, that's... Hey, here... Let's go to Isaiah. I think it's the end of 59 and 60. Here we go. 60. Go to Isaiah 60, 21. And 22. Okay. And then Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. So we'll go through all of those verses. Would you stand with me? Hey, it's good for you to get some blood flowing. There you go. Because here we are. Here's you. And here's what God is saying to you. Never, you know, Stephen had it perfectly. Who Satan always says, who do you think you are? And what does God say? Stephen, let me tell you who you are. Okay, Isaiah. So let's read this all together. Do you believe this? Thy people. Are you one of those thy peoples? Okay, so can we read this? I. Can we say that? I shall be all righteous. Yeah? Can we say, I shall inherit the land forever? I am the branch of his planting. I am the work of his hands, that my Lord might be glorified. Don't you love that, you guys? Whose work are you? Okay, read this out loud with me. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Okay. Next verse. Here's Jesus in Nazareth. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. Now, he sent me to bind up your broken heart. Right? He has sent me, take it personal, to bind my broken heart. He proclaimed to me liberty because I was captive. Right? And he opened the prisons that bound me. Take it personally, you guys. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance against the enemy that's trying to hold you down, and to comfort us that are mourning. All right. Out loud, everybody together. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, the bride, to give unto them what? Ah, yes, me, Lord. What about the next phrase? The oil of joy for mourning. Love it. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Right, Sister Karen? That's to you from your Lord. That you might be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that he might be. Hallelujah. Do you love him? Thank you. You may be seated. Isn't he wonderful, guys? We're going to continue next week. I want to spend some time there in the fourth seal and some other things. I don't even know. Okay. So, Janelle, did you get a song right there? So we have to wait another week? Or two? Musicians, dear musicians, don't you love them? Would you come on up? I watch Stephen play the piano, so I'm a pianist. Come on, you guys. Experiential knowledge is personal knowledge. Right? It's the only way it can be. There's no other way. Yeah. Grace and peace was multiplied to me. Right, John? Wasn't it?
Amen.
Come on, hasn't it been? Do you know that grace is multiplied, Stephen? Because you have experientially known him. Just think of what's more. He's coming.
Huh?
Don't you love him? All right, Janelle, come on up. Sitting at his feet, they're going to help us through this because we need their help. And because, you know what? Do you want this to happen? Do you want to be partakers of this, really? Then, you guys, Here's where it happens, right here. You need time with him. Don't let Satan rob you of that. And so there's two ways, because, well, we added a bunch of verses and we couldn't do that, so we had to change them. So that's what happened in all of this. But the verses, Janelle and Nate and everybody. So, can you come up here and we'll move over and you can. These guys, you musicians, we love you so much. This is where it's going to happen. This is where he speaks to us. That is where my life is complete. Sitting at his feet. Sitting at his feet. Amen. Sitting at his feet. That is where affair.
Rejoicing in his word. This is where our lives become one, sitting at his feet. Sitting at his feet.
Don't you love him? Love affair.
Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Your ears for the year. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. His kingdom is within you. God's word revealed. He is made flesh in you. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. So thy children shall be taught of the Lord, his kingdom is within you, sitting at his feet, sitting at his feet.
Takes place, everybody. This is where life happens. Eternal life. Stephen, would you come up and close, please? Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, you could have had a totally different plan.
Yeah.
You could have been a dictator. You could have been a narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have had to obey you or perish in a way that was so, your attributes could have been so evil.
Mm.
And yet, Lord, you inherently, Lord, were this glorious, wonderful character, Lord, that you chose to show us yourself.
Thank you,
in Lord. Grace, unmerited favor, and truth.
Yes.
And to think, Lord, how John saw you, and he just felt wave after wave of admiration and love for you, and to see how you condescended down to reach us so we could see you and behold you, and then to choose us to grasp that revelation of who you really are. And not just to do it all at once, Lord, but to make it a process that we could understand, and to make it something that was such a treasure that we would treasure it more and more and more, level after level, every day more, and that we would become more sensitive to you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would blow and we could start to feel your presence,
Thank you, Lord.
You would come and you'd speak still and small in still small places, Lord, your secrets. And we would start to hear, Lord. And sometimes it would be joyous and sometimes it would be heavy because we know that you had called us to something, Lord.
Mm.
But Lord, we, no matter what, we wanted to do these things because we started to love you and not just to look at you. And we wanted to be a part of that, Lord, not just to look at you, Lord, but we wanted to have this journey with all in all the darkness. We wanted to be equipped by something that would give us that overcoming power to survive in this world, to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And then we realized what a surprise to know it was actually becoming you.
Thank you, Jesus.
To get through this, Lord. To see, Lord, that it's becoming in plain view, Lord, slowly but surely, Lord. Sometimes it's a cloud the size of a man's hand, but sometimes, Lord, we see you, Lord, just as you are for a moment, Lord, and we want to see you more of who you are every day, Lord, to see you in plain view and not just feel like it's a should, but to feel that yearning from you wooing us, Lord.
Amen.
It's this beautiful, beautiful love that you have, Lord, that
I just,
it's like you're saying, don't forget I'm your bridegroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just rules. It's not just church. It's not just struggle. It's not just darkness.
Thank you, Lord.
It's not just tests. It's my love. It's everything I'm doing to show you myself and to give you me to become that invincible army, to become that which possesses every gate of our enemy, to become you on earth, to draw others, to be that oil of joy for others, Lord.
To
have that power that goes beyond our spent self, to trade other people's ashes for your beauty,
for your
joy,
thank you,
for the crown of righteousness.
Thank you,
Lord, quicken it to us, Lord. There's been millions of times where I've seen it for something else, Lord, other than who you are, Lord. It's you, Lord. Please quicken it to us, Lord.
Uh-huh.
We thank you, Father God.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, that you have already overcome and that we are already yours and that no one will pluck you out of our hands. We commit this service into your hands and we just rejoice in you now, Lord, that it's already done. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hermana Dalia, ¿cómo está? Ah, gracias. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we're praying for you, sis, all the time. Yeah, we're praying. Do you want to come up? Come on. Come on, everybody. Okay. We're going to, come on, everybody. Let's join our faith with her faith. It says, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Thank you, Lord. Your brother walked. Yeah, take that. There you go. We cada día orando para ti. Amen.
Para reclamar lo que tú hiciste en la cruz, Padre. Por tu llaga somos curados, Padre. Y es tan solo el diablo tratando de atarnos a este mundo, Padre.
Yep.
Con enfermedades y con cualquier otro tipo de cosas. Y nuestras mentes atarnos, Padre. Pero sabemos que tú nos has liberado. Sabemos, Padre, que tú moriste para este propósito. Y ahora en el nombre de Jesucristo, yo reprendo este espíritu de enfermedad que tiene mi hermana. No tienes derecho sobre ella. Ella le pertenece al Señor Jesús.
Sale
ella totalmente. Déjala libre y regresa de donde viniste. En el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
Te lo amén. Vamos. Thank you. Anybody else need prayer this morning for anything? Okay. One more chorus for the musicians to open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus. Let's just stand. Would you stand? Let's just sing. Let it be your prayer to Him every day. Open my eyes, Lord. Go. Touch Him. Touch Him, please. And say that. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Open my ears, Lord, and help me to listen. Like the sisters to sing that first part as the bride to the bridegroom. However we can. Whenever we can. So I want you to say to each other, honestly, from your hearts, I'm here for you. Would you do that? Okay. Blessed be thy.